So we're here in front of this recruiting center for the armed forces in Boyle Heights, and I'm speaking with a professor from Roosevelt High School. What's your name?
My name is Jorge Lopez.
And what brought you out here today?
Well, I'm a social studies teacher, and one of the things that I do as an educator is to, have my students, become critical of our society, become critical thinkers. So, we reflect on history and connect it to the present, back and forth, and we see connections all the time. And in my opinion, this war in Iraq is a very, very unjust war. And my reason for being out here is to support my community, to support my students, to be critical of this war. And because I have students, many students of this community, even relatives that, are out in Iraq and have served in Iraq. And so, I'm just doing the most that I can to be part of this anti-war movement, because also being a teacher at Roosevelt High, there's a lot of recruiters that come to our school and they target our students. And, the data shows, the statistics shows that we have an alarming number of military recruiters coming into our school versus other schools in other communities where perhaps, families are more well-off, higher income families. And my question is, why do we have so many recruiters coming here and not have enough college recruiters come here? And obviously, it makes perfect sense they're targeting our community because we have a very high dropout rate, about over 50% of our students drop out. So, they go after our students. And our students are not joining this war because they're patriotic of our country. They're joining this war because they're convinced, because they're out of a job, because of necessities. And, they're easily convinced to join this war. And, I consider myself also a humanist, and I'm against war. We've lost over 4,000 of our people, and over a million Iraqis have lost their lives in this war, and it's a senseless war for oil, and it's an injustice, and that's why I'm here out today.
This is 5 years since the invasion and occupation of Iraq. In that 5-year period, what kind of impact have you seen it have on your high school and the local community here in Boyle Heights?
Well, I still continue, the recruiters coming into our school, and right now I'm getting the sense and I'm seeing the pressure of more recruiters targeting our youth. Seeing flyers making connections between video games and the military, and asking students to be up for the challenge of a video game, and actually the real challenge being out in Iraq. And I see the military presence in our school, and as an educator, we're a group of us where we're resisting this militarism in our school, and we're trying to bring more critical consciousness into our students and for us to be active against this war.
Have you heard any of what they're calling sort of the green card draft, where people are promised citizenship if they go and fight in Iraq?
Yes, and that's another reason why they also target, our students and make it, it's easier for them to actually become citizens. We have a big number of students at our school that are undocumented, a big number of them that are residents. And so, they see also this as a military, as a quick way to getting their citizenship.
What can people do who want to try to help?
Well, I think what we should do is we should always be critical of what's going on. And, as parents, what they should do is, speak to the children. And as educators, we need to remind our students, because a lot of times they don't get this from their parents. So we, as teachers, we feel that we should be responsible to educate our youth to not fall into the trap of our recruiters. So we need to continue to stay active, because if we don't, then we're going to have more casualties, and this war is going to continue for many more years.
Thanks for talking with me.